The Blue Beetle. Leaping down upon the underworld to smash gangland comes the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel. Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is entitled The Jewel Mystery of Channel Island. Channel Island lies about 12 miles off the coast, near the sea lanes of transatlantic shipping. Swept by cool ocean breezes, but difficult of access due to its rocky shores, it is a favorite resort of the wealthy, whose yachts dot the surface of the island's almost completely landlocked harbor. As our story opens today in the office of Police Commissioner Donnelly, Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, and Mike Manigan are being assigned to special duty by the Commissioner.
There have been a number of mysterious jewel robberies at the Bonaire Hotel on Channel Island, and we've been called in to work on the case. I've selected you two men because I have confidence in you. You work well together. Well,
thank you, sir. To whom shall we report out there?
To a Mr. Halstead, the new manager of the Bonaire.
This Mr. Halstead, the new manager, do you know anything about him, Commissioner?
Well, according to the owner of the hotel, who incidentally is a friend of mine, he came to him highly recommended by a hotel owner at Virginia Beach.
The Bonaire's rather exclusive hotel, isn't it?
Yes, it caters to the wealthier class.
Is this the first year jewel robberies have occurred there?
I believe so.
Significant, if you ask me.
Perhaps. But run down every clue.
We'll do our best, sir.
Yes, I know you will. I feel I'm sending the two best men I have.
Thank you, sir.
Now, any further questions?
Yes, sir. Has any of the loot been recovered?
Well, not so far. An attempt has been made to keep the matter as quiet as possible. But the news has leaked out, and people are already beginning to leave the hotel for other vacation centers.
Well, then we'd better work fast.
That's right. Now, any more questions?
No, sir.
Then you better get going. There are only two boats a day. You take the evening boat at 7 o'clock. You'll have to hurry. And remember, I'm depending on you two.
Yes, sir. And thank you, sir.
What are you taking with you, Danny, beside your Blue Beetle chain armor and mask and a change of clothes?
That portable radio locator and several of those tiny radioactive crystals you discovered.
Will that radio locator fit under your arm?
Yes, I've tested it already.
Well, good luck, Danny. I hope you're successful in apprehending the jewel thief.
Thanks, Doc. That must be Manigan calling for me. I said I'd meet him here.
Then, hello, Doc France. Is Sherlock Holmes de Garrett here?
Yes, he's back here, Manigan. Yes,
hello, Detective Manigan. Where's your overnight bag?
Well, my suitcase is out in the cab.
Now, if you're ready, Mike, we'll start.
Well, what's in your bag, Danny?
Oh, a few simple necessities. Toothbrush, shaving kit, bathing suit, water wings, rubber boots, pajamas, and winter overcoat.
No umbrella.
I only carry that in the tropics.
Come on, Mike, let's go. My nostrils crave the smell of salt sea air.
Say, Commissioner Donnelly sent you Mr.
Garrett. Patrolman Dan Garrett, Mr. Halstead.
Yes, Mr. Garrett.
My partner, Officer Manigan, is having a look around. I expect him any minute.
I see. Well, I don't know whether you'll be able to discover any more than Groggins has or not. Groggins is our house detective. He was with me at Virginia Beach.
Oh.
I'll have you meet him. Miss Tingley, ask Mr. Groggins to step in, please. What's that? Oh, very well. Send him right in. Your partner, Officer Manigan, is here.
That's fine.
You sent for me?
Oh, yes, Goggins. Come in. This is Officer Garrett from the York City Police Force on special assignment to help us catch the jewel thieves.
Oh, city detective, huh?
Well, not exactly. I'm only a patrolman on special assignment by orders of the commissioner.
Oh, sort of a rookie detective.
Well, I never heard it put just that way, but perhaps you're right.
Come in.
Mr. Halstead?
Yes, come in.
Hello, Danny.
Hello, Mike. This is Mr. Halstead, and this is Mr. Grocken, my partner, Officer Manigan.
Oh, hello, Manigan. Another rookie detective?
Won't you sit down, Officer Manigan?
Sir, thanks. Hey, what's that crack about rookie detective?
Mr. Groggins has just coined a new title, Mike. Rookie detective.
Oh, I see. Well, then maybe he's already caught the jewel thieves and we're just wasting our time.
Groggins.
Yes, sir?
I think you'd better get on the job. The guests will be dancing in the ballroom and you'll have to keep a sharp lookout on the upper floor. Come in. Well?
Pardon me, sir, but Mrs. Thomas would like to have her jewel case from the safe.
Oh, just a minute.
She must be getting dolled up for the dance. She'll come down looking like an old-fashioned glass chandelier.
Here you are, boy. And be sure to get a receipt.
Yes, sir.
Just a moment. May I see those jewels?
Certainly. Here, I'll open the case for you.
Boy, there's a fortune in diamonds and pearls there.
Yes. Mrs. Thomas is very wealthy. Well,
this necklace I'm holding must be worth a king's ransom.
Hmm. It's no wonder jewel thieves like this hotel with people wearing stuff like that.
That, Manigan, is not stuff. It's high-class goods. Here you are, Mr. Halstead. Put these back before they stick to my fingers.
Here you are, boy. Take them up to Mrs. Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Now, you better go along, Goggins, just to make sure the jewels reach their proper destination.
Okay, I'll take care of them. Well, I'll see you fellas around.
Sure thing. We'll be around till the jewel thieves are caught.
By the way, Mr. Halstead, what's outside those windows?
A water. The sea comes right up to the cliff. It's a sheer drop to the water below.
Deep enough for a boat to navigate?
Why, yes. What are you driving at?
Nothing. I'm just wondering how the stolen goods could have reached the mainland. I understand everybody using a regular ferry was searched before going aboard after the previous robberies.
That's right. I wasn't aware, though, that any of the stolen jewelry had been found.
I see. Well, good night, Mr. Halstead. If Manigan and I see any suspicious characters about, we'll let you know.
Do that. I will be extremely grateful. After all, these robberies reflect on me.
Yes, they do, Mr. Halstead. Good night.
Another robbery. That's the third this week.
I'm leaving this hotel first thing in the morning.
This is the last straw. I'm cured of this case.
Help! I've been robbed. Where's Mr. Halstead? I've been robbed.
Hey, well, what's the trouble, lady?
My jewels have been stolen. Every jewel I own.
Well, now, here's Mr. Halstead.
Oh, Mr. Thomas. Thank goodness you're into my office, please. Oh. This is terrible, but we'll find them. We'll catch the thieves. Right in here, please.
Oh, thank you.
Saunders.
Yes, sir?
Tell the musicians to continue the dance music just as if nothing had happened.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Thomas, just sit down here and tell us all about it. Officer Manigan here is from the York City Police. He's here to help us, too.
That's right.
Now, where's Officer Garrett?
Well, he said he was gone for a walk.
Fine time to take a walk.
Oh, Danny ain't wasting his time. You can be sure of that.
Hey, what's wrong, Mr. Halstead?
Another robbery. Mrs. Thomas here.
Well, I'll be.
Now, just calm yourself, Mr. Thomas, and tell us all about it.
All right. After I left the ballroom about 15 minutes ago, I retired to my room. I removed my pearl necklace and put it with my other jewels. I undressed and went into the bathroom to take my shower before retiring. When I came back into the room, my jewel case was gone.
This looks to me like an inside job.
The Blue Beetle.
Did someone lose this jewel case?
Hey, it's that crook you read about in the papers. He's the jewel thief.
Oh, but this jewel case is empty.
Blue Beetle, I'm going to arrest you on suspicion of robbery.
Can you prove it?
No, but I'll take a chance. Just on general principles.
Put up your hands, Blue Beetle.
Put up your gun, Grodden. Bullets can't penetrate that blue chain armor.
Besides, you might hit Mrs. Thomas there.
Oh, no. Here.
I'll just slap these handcuffs on him, and Danny and I'll take him back to the mainland in the morning.
But my jewels. Where are my jewels?
Your jewels are in this room, madam.
In this room?
What?
So you have got them, Blue Beetle.
No, but one of you four people has them on his person.
That's a lie.
Why, you cheap masquerading crook, I'll...
The fire dog!
See where it is, Goggins, and call the fire department. I'll join you in a minute.
Okay, Chief. But don't let the Blue Beetle get away. He's the jewel thief.
Well, gentlemen, the Blue Beetle has found out what he wanted to know. I'm leaving you now.
Watch out, Minigan. Guard the door.
Sorry, gentlemen. But I'm not going that way.
Oh, look! Stop him! Say he's going to...
Well, I'll be. He jumps out of the window.
It's a 100-foot drop to the water below. That's the end of the Blue Beetle.
But I still haven't got my jewels.
Happened to the Blue Beetle? Who has the stolen jewels? How did the Blue Beetle know the jewels were in Halster's office? These questions will be answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspapers. And don't forget to listen in to the Blue Beetle. From the underworld, as Matt Ganglin comes
the mysterious, all-powerful character who is a problem to the police, but a crusader for law. In reality, Dan Garrett, a rookie patrolman, loved by everyone, but suspected by none of being the Blue Beetle. As the Blue Beetle, he hides behind a strange mask and a suit of impenetrable blue chain armor, flexible as silk, but stronger than steel.
Today's transcribed episode of the Fox feature, The Blue Beetle, is the second part of a story entitled The Jewel Mystery of Channel Island. Several jewel robberies have occurred at the exclusive Bonaire Hotel on Channel Island. So far, neither the robbers nor the jewels have been found. Officer Manigan and Patrolman Dan Garrett, who is really the Blue Beetle, have been assigned to the case. Shortly after their arrival at the hotel, a Mrs. Thomas, one of the guests, reports the theft of her jewel case containing a fortune in gems. While Mrs. Thomas, Mike Manigan, Groggins the house detective, and Mr. Halster the hotel manager are discussing the theft, the Blue Beetle appears and announces that the jewels are in that very room. As our story ended, the fire gong in the hotel was ringing. Groggins had dashed out of the room, and the Blue Beetle dived headfirst through the window into the sea 100 feet below. As our story opens today, a heavy thunderstorm is gradually diminishing. A short distance from the Bonaire Hotel, a figure emerges from the water.
was a high dive. Lucky I learned to dive and swim well at college. I wonder what Grogan thought when he found out the fire going was a false alarm. I wanted to separate him and Halstead to discover which had the jewel. Now I know. Now to get back to the hotel without being seen and rejoin Mannigan in my true character of Dan Garrett. Poor Mike. He let the Blue Beetle slip through his fingers again.
Oh, hello, Danny.
Hello, Mike. Eating again?
Say, where have you been?
Down by the waterfront.
I was looking for you. We've had a bit of excitement while you were gone.
Is that so?
Is that so? We've had a robbery, a forced fire alarm, and I almost captured the Blue Beetle.
Again?
Yeah, but he slipped out of me fingers and dived to his death. The poor devil, out of Halstead's office window. Right through the window pane he dived. Say, sit down, and I'll have the waiter bring you an order of this chicken.
Oh, that isn't chicken, Mike. That's squab.
Squab, is it? I thought it was a baby chicken.
Oh, that's a young pigeon.
Pigeon? Oh, that's what all them pigeons is for, out back.
Did you say pigeons out back?
Sure, a big roost full of them. Say, do you know something, Danny?
What, Mike?
I've got me suspicions of Halstead.
The manager of this hotel?
Sure. I've been putting two and two together.
And what's the answer?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach?
Yes. He came here from a hotel at Virginia Beach.
That's right.
Recommended by the owner of the hotel he used to manage.
Right again.
Well, now, if he could scare people away from this hotel and drop a hint or two about the beauties of Virginia Beach, he might be able to drum up a little trade for his old boss.
Good reasoning, Mike. But what about the stolen jewels?
Oh, he could hide them a while and later return them to the owners. Anonymously.
Anonymously.
Yeah, that's it.
You may be right, Mike. Well, good night. I'll see you in the morning.
You going to bed?
I've got some figuring to do.
Figuring?
Yep. I'm going to put two and two together and see what I get.
My radio locator indicates the pearls are not far away. The closer I get to the dovecote, the stronger the signal I get. What's that? Someone coming out of the dovecote, and a dozen, 14, 15, 16, 20 pigeons whirling up into the sky. Now they're heading for the mainland. The radio locator signal is fading. I was right. Those pigeons are carrying the stolen jewels to a hideout on the mainland, and that figure stealing away is...
Good evening, stranger. Beautiful moonlight night after storm.
Yes, it is. Say, can you row a boat?
I reckon I can. Been pulling an oar nigh under 60 years.
Row me out to that seaplane in a hurry. I'll give you $5.
Been to a masquerade party at the hotel?
Masquerade?
I see you got on a blue suit and a mask. I kind of thought maybe...
Don't think, man, act. Got to get out that seaplane in a hurry.
Oh, that's Cyrus Worthington's plane.
I don't care whose plane it is. I'm going to borrow it.
Say, if you're drunk, mister, it's joyriding. And if you're sober, it's thievery. I wouldn't do it if I was you, mister. You see, I'm the sheriff.
Well, if you can row faster than I can swim, come and get me. I must be taking the right direction. My radio locator is giving a stronger signal. Lucky I got a chance to handle the Thomas necklace yesterday when Halstead got it out of the safe for Mrs. Thomas. Those radioactive crystals I inserted inside the pearls leave a perfect trail. There are the pigeons silhouetted against the sky. Ah, they're spiraling down to those woods. Now they've disappeared. I'll have to put this plane down in that cove there and trail the pigeons by daylight. By that time, the thief may have arrived to claim the jewel.
Oh,
Hello.
Hello, Doc. This is Danny.
Oh, hello, Danny. Hello. Where are you?
In a seaplane along the coast somewhere. I'm in the Blue Beetle costume, and I'm talking to you over the Blue Beetle portable wireless telephone.
Are you all right?
Sure. I found the jewels, and I'm waiting for the thief to turn up in the morning.
Oh, where's Manigan?
Still on the island. Now, look. I want you to wire in from me, L. Dan Garrett, to Shadow Goggins. Got that?
Yes, yes, I've got it.
I've got to make Manigan believe I returned to the mainland to follow clues. Understand?
Perfectly, Danny.
Okay, Doc. If this case works out the way I think it will, you and I are going to celebrate with a big mess of squirrels.
Hey, where's your partner this morning, Manigan?
Oh, he went ashore last night.
Walked out on you, huh?
Well, not Danny. He's working on a clue.
How did he get to the mainland?
Swim?
Ain't no boats running.
Danny has ways of getting around. He's a smart lad, that one.
Say, maybe you two ain't cops. Maybe you two are the jewel thieves.
And maybe your grandmother was queen of the Eskimos.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going ashore.
What for?
Why, there's some equipment I want to get.
I'll go with you.
No, you better stay here on guard.
Danny wired me to meet him on the mainland.
Well, okay. Come on, then. We can just make the boat. I've got a hunch we're on the right track.
Me boy, you've said a mouthful.
The chief ought to be here soon.
Yeah.
He sure made a haul this time.
Ought to bring 100 grand.
No, not from a fence.
Oh, we don't need a fence to sell them pearls and diamonds. Thing mounted is stronger than a necklace. We can sell them individual.
Quiet. Somebody's coming.
Hey, Bugsy.
Yeah? It's okay, boss.
How many pigeons arrived?
22.
Good.
Did you take the little silk bags off their legs?
Sure, boss, sure. They're all here. And the jewels, too.
Well, I buried the settings back of the dove coat. Let me have the jewels and we'll scram out of here.
Where are we going, boss?
Rio. We're all going to have a long vacation.
But not in Rio.
The Blue Beetle,
yes, the Blue Beetle.
Boss had said he was.
Alf said was wrong. As long as there are crooks to be caught, the Blue Beetle will never die.
Oh, no? We'll see if he can stand up against this.
Never phased him. Now, Grogan, see if you can stand up against this. And this.
Don't drive him, boys. Hit him on the head.
Come on, Monkey. Let's clear out of here. I ain't fighting with those ghosts.
All right, boys. Raise your hands for the teacher.
The cop. Hello, Officer Manigan. Just in time to arrest the jewel thieves of Channel Island.
Well, I'll be. If it ain't the Blue Beetle or his ghost. Well, get your hands up and I'll strip the handcuffs on them.
Sorry, Manigan, but you can't handcuff a ghost. Besides, the Blue Beetle has other work to do. So long, Manigan. I'll be haunting you.
And so Dan Garrett, as the Blue Beetle, exposed a clever scheme and rounded up a gang of crooks, but let his partner Manigan get credit for the job. The moral of this story is, be ever on the alert. Think things through. And when success comes, let your friends share it with you. What new adventures await the Blue Beetle in his crusade against crime? What new problems will he have to solve? These questions will be answered in the next transcribed episode of The Blue Beetle. Copyrighted Fox feature appearing in Mystery Men Comics magazine and the Blue Beetle magazine. The Blue Beetle is on the air twice a week on this same station. Consult the broadcast schedule in your local newspaper. And don't forget to listen in to...